You know, when I was in school and we had to write and give reports in front of the class, there was nothing I hated more. By the time I got through giving a report, I was probably shaking so bad the report was shredded.
We're pleased to have you today. I'm sure you have a pulpit to hide your belt up on your knees.
But as I got older and the subjects got even better, this, the Olivet prophecy is actually going to be a part dual. For you that speak French, that's two parts. The whole title of it was the Olivet prophecy and the six seals. The second part is going to cover the six seals in chapter 6 of Revelation. So I'm going to start off first with deception. It's Matthew 24, 1 through 5. And Yeshua went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. Oh, that's better. And Yeshua said to them, "See you not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." Verse 3, "And he sat upon the Mount of Olives, and disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world?" Verse 4, "And Yeshua answered and said to them, Take heed that no man deceive you." Witness verse to that is 1 Timothy 4, 1. "Now the Spirit speaks expressively that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Revelation 6, 1, 2. We'll cover a couple of the signs from Revelation in this first part. "And I saw when a lamb opened the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. Verse 2, "And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given him. And he went forth conquering to conquer." Point there, the four living creatures represent the four horsemen. These apocalyptic creatures correspond to Yeshua's Olivet prophecy and the six seals, and likely depict the time of the great tribulation, the first 3.5 years of the 7-year covenant. Part 2 will cover the last 3.5 years of tribulation. Verse 5, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Messiah, and shall deceive many." Witness verse, Mark 13, 5 through 6. Verse 5, "And Yeshua answering them began to say, Take heed lest any man deceive you. Verse 6, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Messiah, and shall deceive many." Second verse, Luke 21, 8 through 9. Verse 8, "And he said, Take heed that you be not deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and the time draws near. Go you not therefore after them." Verse 9, "But when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified. For these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by." A note bind by Strong's 2112 Hebrew Zuha means to shake with fear and tremble, like I am right now. In Greek, yateos means directly, at once, or as soon as, forthwith, immediately, shortly, and straight away. The second part of the prophecy is on war. Matthew 24, 6 through 7, verse 6, "And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Witness verse to that is Revelation 6, 3 through 4. Verse 3, "Remember therefore how you have received and repent. If therefore you shall not watch, I will come on you as a thief, and you shall not know what hour I come on you." Verse 4, "You have a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy." Verse 7, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdoms against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse locations." Scripture, Isaiah 13, 15 through 16. Verse 15, "Everyone that is found shall be thrust through, and everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword." Verse 16, "Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled and their wives ravished." Revelation 6, 5 through 8. "And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, 'Come and see.' And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand." Verse 6, "And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, 'A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see that you not hurt the oil and the wine.'" Verse 7, "And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, 'Come and see.' Verse 8, "And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and the grave followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth." Follow verse, Luke 21, 10 through 11. Verse 10, "Then he said unto them, 'Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom.'" Verse 11, "And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilence and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven." The third part of the tribulation is Matthew 24, 8 through 9. It's famine. "All these are the beginning of sorrows." Verse 9, "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." Follow up verse, Luke 21, 12 through 20. Verse 12, "But before these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before the kings and rulers for my name's sake." Verse 13, "And it shall turn to you for a testimony." Verse 14, "Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate on what you're going to say." Verse 15, "For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist." Verse 16, "And you shall be betrayed both by parents, brethren, and kinsfolks, friends, and some shall they cause to be put to death." Verse 17, "And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake." But there shall, verse 18, "But there shall not be a hair on your head perish." Verse 19, "And your patience possess you, your souls." Verse 20, "And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is near." This last verse gives the sign that precedes the desolation of the city of Jerusalem. Follow up verse, Dan 11:31. "An arm shall stand on his part and pollute the sanctuary of strength, and they shall place the abomination that makes desolate." Zechariah 12:1-9. Verse 1, "The burden of the word of Yahweh for Israel, says Yahweh, which stretches forth the heavens and lays the foundation of the earth and forms the spirit of man within him." Verse 2, "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be a siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem." Verse 3, "And in that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it." In that, verse 4, "In that day, says Yahweh, I will smite every horse with astonishment, and his rider with madness, and I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah, and smite every horse of the people with blindness." Verse 5, "The governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength in Yahweh of hosts, their father." Verse 6, "In that day I will make governors of Judah like a hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheaf, and they shall devour all the people round about, on the right hand and on the left, and Jerusalem shall be inhabited again, her own place, even in Jerusalem." Verse 7, "Yahweh also will save the tents of Judah." First, "That the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify he themselves against Judah." Verse 8, "In that day shall Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as Yahweh, as the angel of Yahweh before them." Verse 9, "And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all nations that come against Jerusalem." Zechariah 12:1-14. Also chronicles the return of Yeshua the Messiah. The Messiah returns to Jerusalem to defend his people, Judah, from the invading armies. Mark 13:23. Verse 13, "And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved." verse 14. But when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing where it ought not, let him that reads understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. Verse 15. And let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter thereon to take anything out of his house. Verse 16. And let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garment. Verse 17. But woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. Verse 18. And pray you that your flight might not be in winter. Verse 19. For in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of creation, which Yahweh created unto this time, neither shall be. Verse 20. And except that Yahweh had shortened these days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he has shortened the days. Verse 21. And then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Messiah, or lo, he is there, believe him not. Verse 22. For false messiahs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. Verse 23. But take you heed, behold, I have told you all things. False messiahs and false prophets, does that give you kind of an idea of who the false messiahs and prophets are nowadays? A lot of preachers and a lot of the churches are not giving the word out like they should. My ex-brother-in-law is a preacher in a church of God. And I asked him if I could give a message one Sunday, just for the heck of it. His answer, no. Because if I gave a message in that church and their higher-ups found out that I was in there, gave a message of truth, that he'd lose his job, lose the church, and everything else. Well, the church is just about empty now. I bet there wasn't 15 people there the day I was there. And I wouldn't have been there except my mother and sister were there. Next is the pestilence, also spoken of in Matthew 24:7, Luke 21:11, and Revelation 6-8 in a roundabout way, which was covered earlier whenever I read through Revelation 6-8. What causes pestilence? Rotting food, rotting bodies, people lying in the streets dead from starvation, famine, death, killing, dead animal carcasses, leftovers. Martyrdom. This whole time, Elder Dave left a little sticky note on my message, talking about death, Revelations 6:1-10. As I was doing this message and reading and studying, death is not in just one area. It is in every part of this tribulation, from the anti-Messiah all the way through war. you follow the Anamsiah's word, you're going to die. If you're starving from famine, you're going to die. If you're dealing with pestilence from bodies, not enough food, pestilence eating the grain that you have for food, you're going to die. Martyrdom, you believe in the word, you're going to die. Death seems a very common end to believers. So, for us, we have to have a strong heart for our belief. Matthew 24:8-9 in martyrdom. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. That right there is going to get you killed more over than anything is because of your beliefs. Mark 13:9. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils again. In the synagogues, you shall be beaten. You shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for testimony against them. Will this beating be the same harsh beating that Yeshua went through for us? Could be. It may not be as bad. 2 Timothy 13:12. Yea, and all that live piously in Messiah Yeshua shall suffer persecution. Shall suffer persecution. A note. Paul answers the age-old question, why do the righteous suffer? Because the believer's way of life is in opposition to the ways of the world. Conflict is inevitable. The natural carnal mind is enmity against Yahweh. Revelation 6:9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of Yahweh and for the testimony which they held. Genesis 4:10. And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries unto me from the ground. Matthew 24:10-11. Verse 10, and then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Verse 11, and many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. Deuteronomy 18:22, when a prophet speaks in the name of Yahweh, if the thing follow not, nor comes to pass, that is the thing which Yahweh has not spoken, but the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, you shall not be afraid of him. Matthew 24:12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Deuteronomy 28:54. So that the man that is tender among you, forgot to put a space in there, that was a hard word to figure out. Tender among you and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil toward his brothers, and toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave. Matthew 24:13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Joel 2:11, and Yahweh shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executes his word, For the day of Yahweh is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Hebrews 3:14. For we are made partakers in Messiah if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Matthew 24:14. And this good news of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Revelation 11, verse 3. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Revelation 14:6-7, verse 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting good news to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Verse 7, saying with a loud voice, fear Yahweh and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. Matthew 24:15. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso reads, let him understand. Daniel 9:26-27. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. In the midst of that week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblations to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Matthew 24:16-20. I'm either going to have to slow down or try to stretch this. Verse 16, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Verse 17, let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. 18, neither let him which is in the field return back to take clothes. Verse 19, and woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. Verse 20, but pray that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Note, Sabbath refers to the blessed rest from toils and troubles pictured by the coming of the kingdom. Matthew 24:21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. Mark 13:19. For in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation which Yahweh created unto the same, neither shall be. Matthew 24. It sounds like I'm repeating some of these verses. That's the witness to the verse that I read before it. Matthew 24:22-24. And except those days be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Verse 23. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Messiah, or there, believe it not. 24, for there shall arise false messiahs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Deuteronomy 13, 1 through 3. Verse 1, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and gives you a sign of wonder. Verse 2, and the sign of wonder comes to pass, whereof he spoke unto you, saying, let us go after other mighty ones, which you have not known, and let us serve them. Verse 3, you shall not hearken unto the words of the prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, for Yahweh your Father proves you to know whether you love Yahweh your Father with all your heart and with all your soul. So in other words, if somebody comes up to you and tells you something that's fixing to happen, and it happens, and then he wants you to follow him to someone else, a dreamer, another false prophet, and you go with him, you've lost Yahweh's respect.
Amen.
Yahweh won't have nothing else to do with you. Matthew 24:25. Behold, I have told you before. Revelation 16:13-14. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of a dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. 1 Kings 12:22, and Yahweh said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of the prophets. And he said, you shall persuade him and prevail also, go forth and do so. So he's got Satan trying to tempt us by giving profit to lead us away to see if we're really going to go or if we really stay with Yahweh. Matthew 24:26-28. Verse 26, wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in secret chambers, believe it not. Verse 27, for as the lightning comes out of the east and shines even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Verse 28, for whosoever the carcass is, wheresoever the carcass is, there will be eagles gathered together. I don't know. It's his word, but I'd believe more like buzzards gathered together. Revelation 12:14, verse 14. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she would be nourished for a time from the face of the serpent. Matthew 24:29-30. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Isaiah 13:10, verse 10, for the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light, nor the sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. Revelation 6:14. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their place. Matthew 24:30. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Isaiah 40:5. And the glory of Yahweh shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. Revelation 1:7. Behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so. Amen. Matthew 24:31. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of trumpets. I hope they sound better than we do. And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Numbers 10:8. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow their trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Master himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of Yahweh, and the dead in Messiah shall rise first. 24:32-35. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When this branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. Verse 33. So likewise, you, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verse 34. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Verse 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Matthew 5:18, for I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Gonna be some rough times. Matthew 24:36-37. But of that day and hour knows no man, no, not even the angels in heaven, but my Father only. 37. But as the days of Noah were, I don't understand why they shortened it. They're talking about Noah. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Luke 17:26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Matthew 24:38-42. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. Verse 39. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Verse 40. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken, the other one left. 41. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken and one left. 42. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your master does come. Matthew 25:13. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes. Matthew 24:43-51. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would have not suffered his house to be broken up. Verse 44, therefore be you also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man come, Verse 45, who then is a faithful and wise servant? I tend to think that the faithful and wise servant is those of us that believe in Yahweh, follow His word, follow the teachings of Yeshua. That is going to be the only way we're going to save our lives. And I've got a small math problem at the bottom of this whenever I get through. Who his master has made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season. 46, blessed is that servant who his master when he comes shall find so doing. 47, verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Verse 48, but and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my master delays his coming. 49, and begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken. Verse 50, the master of the servant shall come in a day when he looks not for him and in an hour that he is not aware of. Verse 51, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This morning I got to thinking, because I've read so many times in the scriptures about the 144,000 that will be taken up. So I figured up and I checked it out. 7.7 billion people on earth today, plus or minus. I don't trust computers that well. So I done a small math problem this morning. I subtracted 144,000 from 7 billion 7 million thousand people, or 7.7 billion. If no one else is chosen or survives the tribulation, that means that 7,699,856,000 people will not make it. The only way we'll make it is in this right here. And here. Let Yahweh take care of us. Yeshua will teach us. And we will continue on through the tribulation and all survive.